all the shalates, but you can't put out a fire shalates if it's made coming from coals of eitz. Why Rashi says the bas kibiyu v'siru diraisu? It's an issa diraisu putting out the coals. But the question is, if you hold like Reb Shimon, there's no issa diraisu here because you're not mischat and lasos pchamim the kibiyu. You're not mechavin to make pchamim here, to make coals. You're mechavin to put it out. And therefore, Siddhi Rashi says, the melacha shetzrich legufa. The melacha hagufa of kibui is you're putting out fire to have coals. Here, you're not putting out the fire to have the coals. You're putting out the fire, it shouldn't do damage, which is rabim. So, Siddhi the melacha shetzrich legufa. So, if you hold that Shmuel holds like a bishimin, afid lukechela shalait nami, it should also be mutter. So, Mora says, no, these are two different machloikasin. And I'll tell you, v'dovish einim eskav in sov lukechela bishimin, enechvami. They get to the east of Dovish and Nimaskavim by putting out the fire. Since you're not Mechavim, the Kibuin, there Shmuel holds like a Bishimin, true. But in Lochet, Shasrich Lagufa, here, when you have a wood burning and you want to put it out, Almanasta, there shouldn't be damage done, even though it's in Lochet, Shasrich Lagufa, but since you're Mechavim for the Kibuin, he holds the Sasa. I tell you, again to the east of Lochet, Shasrich Lagufa, here Shmuel holds Sublok of Yuda. So far, there's no Stephen. Omer Rav Huna, Nisachim Shenitzimau. What happened to Nisachim? Became Tomei. What do we do with it now? Is Oislem Arachim of Neyatzman. Make a burning place, not on the Mizbeach, Rashi says, on the floor in the Azara, and burn it there. Like any kachim that becomes Tomei, you have to burn it. For serve from burn it there. Why? Mishum Shenema Bakadish. Grace to serve. It says you have to burn it in the base of Migdish. So you cannot take it outside. You have to burn it inside. But not on the Mizbeach, but on the floor. Tani nam yachulam learned this like this also. Hadam v'yashem v'yamanochis v'yanasachim shenitmo'u. What's going to be any of these things that's supposed to go on the Mizbeach? Became Tomeim, so the Chachilu you're not supposed to put it on the Mizbeach. What do I do with it? So I still have my rochav of the Yatzmon. It's supposed to make a fireplace by itself on any floor in the Azara for surfing and burn it there. Omalei Shmuel Rav Chon and Begirito. I still have so listen, there's a good halacha. Bring me now 10 people. Let's say in front of these 10 people, let the Gvei Yishtruang Hasalacha, that Nesachim Shinitmo, in the case in the base of Migdish, the Nesachim, where the Shemun of the Yain became Tomei, so you can't burn it now. So what you're supposed to do with it is, Oysalem Arachim of Neyatzmon, make for the burning place by itself on the floor in the Azara, to start from the burn it there. That's the eight, that's what you're supposed to do. Hadron Alechma Kolatodir, alright, we'll stop here. We are holding Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, the new Perek. The Mishnah says, Dam Chatis Shenita Zalabegin. If when the Kohen was working, making this Rika with the Dam from a Chatis, and it spritzes, it lands on a Begid, so Rochar is, Harezer Toin Kibbus, there's a special mitzvah that you have to wash the Begid. And the Pasuk says, Vasha Yazim Midom Alabegin, Techabis Amokam Kodesh, you have to wash the Begid. Now the Mishnah says, "Afarp shein akosim medaber ele b'necholus." This pasuk is talking about the kachatis achitzain that Rocher is let eat from the chatis, because it says in the pasuk shebisorim necholu kahanim. Still, shenem the pasuk says b'mokam kodesh tiyochol that you're supposed to eat it b'mokam kodesh. Mash was talking about the chatis achitzain that the kahanim could eat from it. Still, this first halacha about if the dam of a korban chatis is nitaz. Spritzes lands on the begid. The Mishnah says, "Echad hanecholus v'echad apnimius tunis kibbus." Even though it's a chatas apnim, that there's no bosa to be nechol, there's nothing to be eaten by the kahanim. Still, there's a mitzvah kibbus. If that dam comes on the begid, you have to wash it. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Tera sachatas." That means tera achas b'chol achatois. There's one halacha for all the chatois. Any dam of a chatas is a special halacha. You have to wash that begid for Mokam Kaddish. Like we'll see more about this in the Gemara. Then the Mishnah says, Chatis Psula, if the Korban Chatis is possible, then Ein Dam Matoin Kivis. If its blood gets spritzed on top of the begid, then there's no mitzvah to wash it. Svidashim Asher Yazda Midoma, only Midoma Shalakshera, Vloy Midama Psula. Now, Bein Shehoyu L'Shas HaKosher, Bein Shehoyu L'Shas HaKosher. Even though the dam was once fit for Zrika,
In other words, after the Kabbalah Saddam, then the dam was Lan, or the dam was Yotzei, even though it had a Shas HaKosher, still, now that it becomes Posel, it's not Toyin Kibbutz. Now, Ezi Shoyloh Shas HaKosher, what's considered the case that the dam had a Shas HaKosher, was once fit to be used? In the case of Shalono, that the dam was left overnight, the dam became Tomei, Rosh V'Shiyotzom, because B'Shas Kabbalah Saddam, the dam was fit to be used, and later, what happened to it? Which dam is considered like it did not have a Shas HaKosher? Shanishchato chutz lezmano, means if there was a shchito chutz lezmano, ras v'chutz lemkaimo. Kitzur b'shas shchito, you made a psul in the korban, so the dam, even b'shas riku, was never b'shas kabbalah, was never fit to be used. So this dam is called a dam shkohoy l'shas HaKosher. So likewise, in both of these cases, this dam is not turning kibbutz. Let's say a Apostle Kohen made the Kabbalah Saddam, so that Dam also never had a Shas HaKosher, it was never fit for Zriko. These are cases, Lo Yoyev L'Shas HaKosher, and the same Allah applies, it's not Toyin Kibbutz. Now the Gemara says, Dam Chatis. Now, the first question, Vi Toro Achas, Achol Chatois, if the Mishnah dashed and the Pasuk says Terirachas L'chol HaChatois, that not only Echatas HaChitzen but even Echatas HaPnim also, it's Dam is Toyin Kibbutz. If so, the din should be Afilu HaChatois Seif Nami, even the Dam of Echatas Seif, even when you have a bird for Korban Chatis, also it's called Echatis. If its Dam gets spritzed on a beged, the din is you should have to wash it. Alom Matanya, how come we learned Yochol Tei Dam HaChatois Seif Toyin Kibbutz? I would have thought this say maybe the Dam of Achat the Seif is Toyin Kibbutz. Talmud Levin, this the Pasuk says no, it says Zeis, which is a Miyat, Zeis only the Dam of Achat HaChitzein and not of Achat the Seif. So why? On Resh Lakish, the Marint is on Resh Lakish, on Makaporo, on Makro, the Pasuk says Tishochet, V'nishchoto is Hakos Medaba. The Pasuk is only talking about a Korban Chatis, which is Nishchat, meaning Behemis and not Eifis. So therefore, the meat goes on a knife and not on behemoth. So Gemara asks, why? Why don't I say the opposite way? Let me say, b'necholos across the medaba. The Pasuk is talking about b'necholos. Kedusha, the Pasuk says, b'mokam kodesh teyochal. So Gemara asks, why don't I say, b'necholos across the medaba? Maybe the Pasuk is only talking about achatas achitzen, or else even maybe achatas seif, because it's nechol. At least there's something for Kohen to eat from it. Midichsis, and the Pasuk says, B'mokam kodesh teyochal. It has to be a chatis that's edible. Avo pinim yisloi, but a chatis apinim, where the whole thing is burnt, there's no nechol. Maybe the Pasuk is not turning kibbutz, if its dam goes on the beged. So how do I know? So Gemara says, Ribu rachmono, teras. The Torah says the word teras, that there's a ribu, so a mar biva, and a chatis apinim. So Gemara says, Yochi, if so, afilu chatis seif nami. Once you say there's a rebus, once you say chata seif is also included, it's a nechal. So Gemara says no, miyut rachmona zeis, but still there's a miyut and something is not included. So we have a miyut and we have a ribui. So Gemara is very good, but a mar royis, how do you know to say to be mar b'chata sapanim and to take out a chata seif? So Gemara says yes, mistava, this is a svara. That the chatas behem apnimius have a like. Hevelel Rabuya, the story is we should be marba achatis apanim and echinami. Why she came behema? Because achatis apanim is just like achatis achitzen, that they're both behemas and shchitas. He has to make a shchit on both of them. And so from the shchit has to be on the north side of the mizbeach. The kabolas, kli, has to be kabolas adam, in a kli, the keren,